Hi, my name is Yvette Pino, and I'm the founder of the Veteran Print Project. I'm really excited to be sharing information about prints that are currently on exhibit at Chapman University in the Creativity After Combat exhibit. It is my hope to give you a little bit of insight into some of the prints, as well as some additional details that went into the making of the artwork. I was really pleased to be asked to provide prints to the Escalette Permanent Collection of Art in 2019, and I hope that you have the opportunity to appreciate these prints as much as I do. The Peacekeepers by Jennifer Gormley is probably one of the most skilled graphic interpretations of the veteran experience that we've had in the Veteran Print Project. Her use of a relief woodblock, so a carved on wood image, and the brightness of the colors on the color palette that she made with use of stencil and wash is really a striking visual that you can't help but stop and look at. Because of the size of the profile of the face is as large as the piece of paper, that automatically draws you in. And the fact that there are weapons coming out from the ear, fanned out like sun rays, is the second part that draws you in, of course. And I think that people, when they look at this print, think automatically of automatic weapons or the rifles that are in the picture. But until they read the label, maybe don't know the entirety of this story, right? And I think that while this print is so graphically strong, it really, once you read the narrative, you go, that makes a lot of sense. And this veteran experiences tinnitus, which means the constant ringing in the ears that was caused by her being in the vicinity of firing weapons, explosions, in her role in the military. And tinnitus is something that many veterans experience and many service members experience from that constant, being in constant proximity of loud noises and explosions. So I think that the weapons symbolize that really well and visually on that metaphor level, but sometimes, unless folks read the label, they're not quite sure what they're looking at. And that's okay, in my opinion, because I think that people can take from these prints their own narratives, and then I hope that they'll take those narratives and then read into the label to learn the deeper meaning of what this veteran's experience was. I was really excited to work with Jennifer Gormley because exactly the reasons I just described. Her ability to use these graphic symbols to really draw you in with this wonderful color palette as well. And I first learned about Jennifer as an artist when she was teaching a workshop at one of the printmaking conferences, and she was using stencil as a way to create layers, but in a not so traditional screen print method, or I shouldn't say not so traditional, a much more non-chemical use with using paper as stencils in the screen printing process. So to have her actually incorporate that into this print was really great. One of the things I love about the Veteran Print Project, as I get to know my veterans and the artists, is to see how many artists actually have firsthand experience with the military experience. And Jennifer notes in her label that she is a daughter of, she is the child of an Air Force veteran who was stationed in Vietnam. So there was a level of exposure to many stories from the Vietnam War era. One of the other stories that she also shares is her perception about what a vet is, what a veteran is, right? And I think there's a lot of us out there that have preconceived notions about what a veteran is, or when we think of veteran, we might think of an older man, right? Or somebody that's old and weathered, as Jennifer says, with irreparable psychological and physical damage as a result of their service duties and self-sacrifice for the good of country. But as Jennifer mentions, she quickly realized that this was, in fact, an archaic definition, and many wars have passed and are recruiting younger generations of soldiers along the way. So being able to interview a veteran of this generation as well as a female veteran of this generation, not to gender it, but like that this is a different experience of what people's expectations of a veteran are. And we need to think about that when we talk about, have you had a conversation with a veteran? Have you had a dialogue with a veteran? That our preconceived notions of what a veteran are likely not what the reality is. And so I hope that this project can continue to do that, to continue to break down those stereotypes, to get us thinking differently about what that experience is and what it looks like and who characterizes that experience. And we can find that there is a diversity in story and a diversity in experience that cannot be wrapped up into one unique characterization of an experience. So I appreciate Jennifer for being so open about that, that this sort of broke down that preconceived notion of what a veteran was, even being a child of a veteran themselves. I think that graphically, again, this is just one of those prints that's striking and it stops you in your tracks and makes you think about what that experience is. In her longer version of her narrative, Jennifer goes on to talk a little bit more about this veteran's experience. And one of the things that I find is somewhat of an overlapping theme in all of these different stories is that this idea that you were feeling like you didn't have a chance to be alone, and that you were constantly surrounded by other people, so that yearning to have some personal privacy, and the inability to have constant contact back home were other things that the veteran discussed in their story. So take some time with this print, be drawn in by it, but think about the metaphor that Jennifer uses with these weapons coming out of the ear and the physical effects of war and conflict, that as she mentions in the label, yes, it's tinnitus. Yes, she's moved on and is no longer in service, but that ringing in the ears is a constant reminder of that time in her life that will remain with her for an extended period.